Vince Wilfork live on the phone line with us. How you doing there, big guy?
I'm doing good. I was just finishing up last little bit, cleaning up for this week.
Cleaning up?
Cleaning?
Yeah, cleaning up, man. I do it up. Man, look here, I do it all.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What kind of...
Why is you name it?
Wait a minute, what kind of cleaning are we talking about here?
You name it.
So you know what, Lon?
You're doing dishes, laundry.
I do dishes. I'm old school.
I was going to say, let me...
I watch. It's no dishwasher. I don't believe in dishwasher.
I don't... So you had a slightly different bye weekend than Rob Gronkowski did, I take it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, look here, I spent my time, my wife and I, you know, we went to Boston and stayed there for a couple of days just to get a chance to visit the city. I've been here for 8 years and never did that. You know, the duck tour and all that stuff. It was our first time ever doing
it. It was your anniversary, wasn't it?
It was our anniversary. Yep.
There you go. Isn't that romantic?
That's our anniversary when we first met. Anniversary. So, you know, it was nice. It was actually relaxing. Had a chance to get away from football and enjoy, you know, the wife, and then, you know, came back and enjoyed the kids. So, definitely was, you know, time to relax and just hang out.
Well, first of all, I find it hard to believe you don't have a dishwasher in your house. You don't have a dishwasher in your house.
No, I do. I do have a dishwasher.
But you just don't use it. I don't
He's the dishwasher.
Okay. Somebody uses it, though.
No, Bianca's got a dishwasher in the house.
You got kids, man. Come on.
It comes with houses now. I mean, I guess that's part of the house now. But, you know, I'm old school. I wash dishes by hand. I don't, you know, no dishwasher, none of that. But my son is something different. So he put everything in the dishwasher. You name it, he putting in it. So...
Just throw it in there. So you guys
just throw it in there. You don't care what it is. Just throw it in there. Flashlight. Throw it in there.
So you guys never had an opportunity to spend time in a lot of time in Boston since you've been here, huh?
No. You know what? Only time I went to Boston is to see, you know, the Celtics play, and that's it. You know, in and out. And you know, for 8 years, and people didn't believe me when I told them. I say, you know, for 8 years, I'd never been. And actually toured and visited or ate in Boston. Never did it until this past weekend.
So think about this. If there were a preseason game this weekend, he would have been to the Celtics game and not in the duck boats.
That's true.
Does this come at a good time for you? Is there ever a good time? When you talk about the bye, you know, and you've seen it at all different times of the year, is there ever a good time when you're sitting there going, man, my body needs this right now. My head needs this right now.
I think anywhere when you get almost, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games and you get a chance to, you know, rest your ball club, I think those are critical, critical times. I think it'd be perfect just because, you know, you're getting used to back playing, you're getting guys banged up, and you get a little break. It's just like a little intermission where, you know, you get a week, you know, week just to relax and get guys back. So I think it came, you know, it was perfect for us. I'm pretty sure some teams probably look at it differently. I don't know, but, you know, as a player, I think it came perfect for us because now we're going on to a long stretch, tough stretch, where you have to play probably your best football to win. And I think getting guys we got back from injuries or PUP or that was banged up, just getting guys back healthy, I think that's the biggest key for us, just being able to move forward with everyone healthy because we're going to need it in the long run. So I'm excited to get back going. You know, missing a week is just like, you know what, it's time to get back to work now. And I think everybody got to have that mind frame. You know, it's all or nothing now because we're in it for the long haul.
So you celebrated an anniversary of sorts. You went on the duck boats. How much football did you think about, and how much football did you watch?
The only time I watched football was occasionally on Sunday. I'm trying to milk it to the last second. and, you know, I just cleared my mind, you know. One thing I try to do is, you know, when I get away, get away. You know, because the last thing my wife want to hear is me talking about some dang old football plays. And, you know, that's what I didn't want to do. So, but I did watch, you know, Sunday football. I did get a chance to watch some teams play and things like that. But it was more of watching because it was, you know, on, not because I had to or whatever. But just get back in that mind frame of, you know, playing football because opponents that, that we may face and upcoming. Just getting back in that groove, So I think we're going to start back tomorrow, and we're going to hit the ground rolling.
And you're going to hit a team rolling that you're very, very familiar with. What is it like going against the Steelers? First of all, Pouncey, a guy that's very good that you'll be seeing an awful lot of. But Roethlisberger, a guy that seems to be able to, even in this day and age where they protect quarterbacks with a quick whistle, he still seems to be able to buy some time back there because he's so difficult to bring down.
Big guy. He's a tough, big, physical guy that you know, a lot of quarterbacks scramble the run. But he buy time to get the ball down the field. And I think his receivers do a real good job of uncovering. They see him outside of the pocket first thing they think about go deep. And they're always on the same page with that. So, he can hurt you on the ground and he can hurt you in air. I mean, he's, like I said, he's probably one of the toughest quarterbacks out there because, you know, when he has to tuck it and run, he will. But at times, like I said, he'll scramble, get out the pocket, and actually try to get the ball downfield. And with the weapons he have, I mean, he can do that. So it won't get any easier for us defensively. You know, we're at that time of the year where, you know what, everything has played out. You know what, we're in the middle of the season now. Teams showed their best stuff, and they showed their worst stuff. So, you want to move on with your best stuff. So, we see what they have. But being able to play them, you know, almost once a year now, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers, they will not shy down from anyone. I don't care. You know, they'll never make excuses about why they lost or why they didn't play so well. They one of those old school teams where, you know what, we got to play better to win, point blank. And that, you know what, that's what they've been doing, you know. So everything haven't been perfect for them. But you know what, they haven't made any no excuses, banged up and all. They go out and play, and they play hard. So, we're gonna have to match that intensity going to Pittsburgh this week.
You know, Vince, one of the most physically demanding positions on defense is nose tackle, and I know Casey Hampton has done it at a high level for a long time. You know, you relate to those guys in a sense, but do you want to share information with them in the off season? You want to give up too much? What's that like when you talk to another big guy, another nose tackle, and you know you guys understand each other, but you probably want to hold back something because you don't want to give them too much inside information on how to play the position. What's that like?
I mean, we play different styles. I think our styles are different. We can always have a football conversation and not give away info. So it's just good info. You know, just good communication. Good football talk when you know get a chance to talk to another big guy that play the same position, because you know what. Majority of the talk is the same. It's not everybody knows that, you know, what we do. So it's not like, you know, Vince, how you play this block. Yeah, I mean, we know how. I mean, it's just football talk. I don't think it's any X's and O's and stuff like that there. It's not going over their game plan, and we're not going over their game plan. It's just all about, you know what, just talking good old football. So it's always good to, you know, to talk to your peers and guys that have been around the game for a long time and have to play the same position as you, because it's knowledge. You know, that's what it is. It's knowledge. You know, for Casey to be playing the way he's been playing for the amount of years he's been playing, I mean, he's one of the top guys that in that position, and from day one until now. So I just love talking and just hearing what he had to say, and vice versa. We like to just talk about good old football.